She's keeping me prisoner.
We're making food, and the door's unlocked. Not like that's ever stopped you before.
Well, you have fun over there, Bailey, but unfortunately, some of us still have a job to do.
What, you want us to come over there and burn yours down too?
Okay, that was uncalled for, but seriously. If you're still kept captive by the time I get home, I'll set you free myself, Bailey.
Have fun at work, Micah.
Enjoy helping capitalism, nerd.
What does that even mean?
Oh no, you're cutting up. The signal must be bad. See you later.
We'll save you something.
Yeah, you better. Why can I never have a normal phone call, honestly? Time to not begin. Sorry I'm late.
What are you talking about?
Charlie, isn't your shift in the morning? Who are you covering for this time?
You?
What do you mean? I wasn't that late, was I?
I got a text from the boss earlier. Said you called in sick and he was looking for a last minute cover.
And you took it? I thought you were gonna cut it back because of the whole Naomi thing.
I was already working today, and the shifts weren't exactly back-to-back.
Also, I never called the boss. I'm not sure I could tell you what he sounds like, do you?
Only through texts and emails.
Strange. Do you want me to cover you, or, well, myself, I guess, while you go stretch in the back room?
Yeah, thanks. I didn't realize my binder was out of place until we started talking, and now it's bugging me, so if you don't mind.
Yeah, go right ahead, dude. I've had plenty of bosses. Comes with the whole plenty of jobs thing. And that means I've dealt with plenty of strange people, coworkers or otherwise, but nothing quite like this place. Mean bosses seem to be most common, but a mystery boss? No image of his face, no name other than boss, no voice to the guy. No evidence he really exists but a few emails. I get the feeling I'd get fired for knowing, like it's some big mafia-kept secret.
Hey, Michael?
Charlie! Why?
I'm not sorry, but I'm back.
Feel better?
Yeah, thanks. There's someone in the back room for you.
For me? You're sure?
I'm already covering for you. Treat it like a day off. She said it was important.
She... Right. I'll see you around?
She's really pretty. Is she your...
Don't even think about it.
Have fun.
Hey, stranger.
I knew it was you.
I believe I owed you the gateway to the roof.
What? Is today finally the day you whisk me away on an adventure?
Why? Are you scared?
As if. Bring it on.
Right this way, Mixed Bad Luck.
Another secret room? What is this place?
Would you believe it's magic?
Hidden staircase? Is it safe?
Safe as anything? Do you trust me?
Yeah, lead the way. Whoa.
Whoa's putting it lightly.
Oh, shut up.
Here comes Mateo.
Charlie, my boy, working hard, are you?
He borrowed a really strange book from the library earlier. Wait, he was acting. Maybe he stole it.
Of course, Mateo. Take your time. Thank you, I shall.
Do you think he used to work here? The amount he knows about the secret passages in the shop itself? He must be either a friend of the owner or an old employee. There's no way Mateo's just a nosy customer, right?
I've been thinking the same thing. Something about him feels off, but I can't place it. It's bugging me. I don't think I've had the chance to appreciate the night like this in a while.
It's always better from up here.
She looked calm. No performance or raised eyebrows, but relaxed. Like she'd taken the mask off. In a strange way, it felt like I was taking advantage of her like this, seeing a side I'd never seen before, whether she knew it or not. To be honest, I wasn't sure what to do. Everything up until now was brushing counters, but right now it was just the two of us choosing to be in each other's company. But, of course, like my parents used to say, I've always had a problem with too much peace. Are you the one who called the boss to say I'm sick?
I didn't hear his voice, if that's what you're asking. It went straight to voicemail. I wasn't convinced he'd heard it until Charlie turned up.
I don't care about his voice. I care about the fact you went behind my back to get me days off I don't even want, without telling me or mentioning the idea in the first place. People hang out without being so weird about it. Would it hurt you to call me instead like a normal person?
I didn't think you'd want to.
So forcing me off work was better?
No, but it was easier, okay? I know it was stupid, and I shouldn't have done it, but you're here. You had the option to go back when you saw Charlie. You could have gone home or taken your shift back and told the boss it was a miscommunication, but you didn't. You left him to it. You knew it was me, and you stayed. That has to mean something, right?
Mean something? You know I'm... Airway spray. I'm not. This isn't.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Holy. No. Why does everyone always think I'm flirting with them?
Slow down. I didn't know you were.
Would it be so unbelievable if I wanted to be your friend?
Do you?
Do I what?
Want to be friends?
Yeah.
I do too, so I guess we're friends now?
Is that how it works?
What, were you expecting some great mystical ritual?
Well, I've heard you like to add sparkle.
Who told you? Was it Charlie?
Bailey, actually.
Since when do you know Bailey?
Do you think you're the only one who visits the bakery?
Oh... The bakery. That's totally still in one piece down the road.
The damage was your fault? I've had customers come in all shift complaining about how it's closed for a week.
I never said that.
Oh, so that's a yes. Has a certain amazingly attractive arsonist been rubbing off on you?
Who? You or Mateo?
That bad luck of yours has its claws in you, huh?
Where are you getting any of this from? And don't tell me I'm easy to read. I've heard that far too many times recently.
I'd hate to break it to you, but it's the truth.
I'm sweeping it under the bad luck blanket for now.
You are something else.
That's what they all say.
My name's Eden, by the way.
What?
Do you wanna... try the whole intro thing again?
Wait, take like 5 steps back.
Eden Lee, She, her. At your service.
Micah Oak? They, them. I'm bad luck to be around.
I'm sure I can manage.
Glad to meet you at last, Eden.
Shivering is just your skeleton's attempt at escaping in hopes that one day you will be a step closer to having a shellless body. In this episode, you heard Felix Pozorski as Bailey King, Teo M. Shin as Salem Ellis, Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Victor Hart as Charlie King, Angela Yee as Eden Lee, and Kit Patterson as Mateo Smith. Mixed Bad Luck is written and produced by Cry MJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela and credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.
Oh, and if you want to talk to someone discreetly, you can always make a log with Poppy.
Poppy?
The AI. Our primary operation permissions program. It can record end-of-day logs, you can say whatever you want to it, as long as you can put up with the automated responses, and it'll listen. And whatever you tell it will be discarded. It won't tell anyone or share the recording. Ever. Unless you tell it to.
Oh, thanks.
I don't like the idea of some robot thing recording everything I say.
Your words are not recorded.
Yeah, well, it still freaks me out. And you've got nowhere to prove that.
You don't trust me?
Hell no. You're some sort of magical voice thing we can chat to when we're feeling lonely. It's weird.
If you fear death, you've got a long road ahead of you.
What do you mean by that?
Error. Communication failed.
What?
Lydia, are you busy, darling?
No. What can I do for you, Captain?
Play dead.
Is he okay? Did you kill him? Because Hudson said he'd be right back and...
Relax, he's only unconscious. You're welcome, by the way. Must be in Mulder's on your to-do list today.
Can't say it's ever been on mine.
Tomorrow marks the beginning of our time as a proper crew together. We managed to become wanted citizens before we even began. Whether it was fate or simply bad luck, I don't know, but dear gods, I hope so.
Incoming call. Incoming call.
Into the Hollow. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Stream now.
Call accepted.